Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is definitely a wet, stormy day here in the Bay Area. And it always fascinates me that, you know, as the seasons move through and we experience, you know, some very, very enthusiastic, shall we say, weather, the idea that what it is that ends up coming our way. And, you know, when we look at how we perceive things. Now, I'm looking outside, it's pouring, it's rainy, and I'm thinking, you know what, that's pretty cool. We can really use the rain, and it is, you know, not so bad. And for many, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's raining, it's horrible. So let's talk about perspectives. Because I think that it's really important, especially as we head into the end of the year, as we head into that time where people are kind of thinking about, you know, what it is that has been and what it is that will be, how we perceive where we're at, how we perceive what it is that our place in the universe is, can have a lot with how we go through and walk in this world. Now, when we look at the events and experiences and very much the people that we deal with and have dealt with, our relationship with that and our perspective of that fundamentally shapes the way we view ourselves. And when we look at the ways we can shift perceptions, we can actually gain a more realistic view of the experiences we have, and what they mean to us. Now, what I mean by that is, like I said, it's raining outside, and, well, the fact is that it is raining. That rain doesn't have to mean anything. It does not mean that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to have a horrible day because it's raining. Well, okay, it could mean that. But what it is the fact that it's raining. So as we look at what it is that we can do about it, there's absolutely nothing. The rain is going to come whether or not I believe in it. The rain is going to come whether or not I ask it not to. Going to happen because that is a part of the natural world. Lots of things in our life just sort of happen. I know that there's a lot of folks who go with the, you know, well, what you call into your life, and, you know, if you focus on something, it'll happen. And, hey, if that works for you, I love it for you. And there's a certain amount of stuff just happens. And it's not so much what happens is what it means to us, how we look at it, what is the story that we attach to it. Whether a day is good because of the rain or whether a day is bad because of the rain really has almost nothing to do with the rain. It has to do with what it means to us. And having grown up in a lot of different places in the world, my parents were military, so we moved a lot. And the idea that, you know, we dealt with all kinds of things and all kinds of weather patterns. So my view of the weather really is pretty much, well, it happens. It, you know, has its effects, and then it goes away, and then it changes, and something else happens. So when folks get very wrapped up in, and the media has not been helping with what was one of the phrases, Stormageddon. Now, if you're listening to this from another part of the country, another part of the world, and especially if you're from the Midwest, and you're probably going, really? Rain? Is that all you've got? Now, from that perspective, and in fact, I was speaking to someone from the Midwest a little bit earlier today, and she said, it's like, seriously, you people consider this rain, you consider this bad weather. You know, there is not 10 feet of snow outside. Now, does that mean that this is absolutely nothing? No, it doesn't. You know, there are certain traffic issues that have come up, and living up in the mountains, there are certain pieces of the mountain that seems to have decided that the road is a wonderful place to be, trees falling, power going out. So it does have an impact. But because something has an impact, does that mean that impact has to be classified as either good or bad? It simply is. And going from the perspective of taking away all the story, it's a rainy day. And that's the bottom line. And often the idea of perspectives can be very important when looking at relationships and communication in relationships. Often we have an entire conversation based on our perspective of what it is that this other person has either done or has either said. And it really interesting to listen to people go through an entire conversation that has nothing to do with the actual other person, but it's sort of like that, well, if they were here, this is what I would tell them. It's like, well, yeah, but what would they tell you? And everything is completely from the perspective of supporting whatever it is, the stance that that person has. So in thinking about that, in thinking about the attachments we have to stories, you know, with people that we encounter, they're either good guys in our lives or they're bad guys in our lives. And if it's someone who's a bad guy in your life, or, you know, the dark hats and, you know, the old cowboy series, you know, they would have, like, the good cowboys had the white hats and the bad cowboys had the dark hats. So the idea that if, you know, someone has a particular role that they play in your life that you've kind of set the story around them, it's like, okay, well, anything on that perspective is going to come out to support whatever it is you believe. And there's light and shadow in everything. And there's light and shadow in everyone. So as you look at relationships, really look deeply at what it is that is the story and what is the reality about that person. It's like, well, the story here is that, you know, this person doesn't have time for me. And it's like, well, yeah, but maybe that person has a really intense schedule. Maybe that person has a lot going on in their personal life. You know, and considering that allows us to take away the story. The rain is, as I said, all it is rain. It is water falling from the sky. On your life really has nothing to do with the fact that it's going to rain. But for some people, it's, you know, just miserable and it's terrible and it means a bad day and it's going to be horrible. It's like, well, it can be that. And it can be life-saving, you know, support for our farmers. Just looking at it as what it is. So keep in mind that, you know, it doesn't mean that your perspectives are wrong. It doesn't mean that you don't have a right to create a story around things, because it's through creating stories that we try to get things to make sense in our world. If someone takes an action that you don't understand, creating story around it may be a survival tool to allow you to be able to accept it, to be able to say, okay, this person did this because. And it's as soon as because happens, that's where the story comes in. Unless you really know for a fact and, you know, just totally understand that other person's perspective, anything that comes after because is may as well start once upon a time. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a thing. And your relationship that you have with the stories about the events and the experiences and people that are in your life, just realize that there is a story there. You don't have to give up your story. But just understand that there is a story there. If we peel away everything back, other than what is the bottom fact that someone cut you off on the freeway, often that starts up a whole sequence of, wow, that person really disrespected me. What is wrong with them? Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they're this. Maybe they're that. And, you know, and this is terrible, and that's a horrible human being, and what a jerk. So the bottom fact is that someone cut you off. Anything after that is story in order to give it meaning. The idea that someone just wasn't paying attention and happened to fade into your lane, well, maybe that's just what happened. You know, maybe they were looking behind them, maybe they were, you know, doing something, and or you were in their blind spot and they moved over and they didn't realize it. And probably, you know, felt bad about it, which is, of course, a story, because I don't know what that person felt. The thing is that to go into the place of, well, this person is, and defining who they are based on an action that you don't have all the information about, well, that can get into some rather tricky territory. Because then we decide that it's okay for us to judge them. And while I'm not saying that, you know, you have no right to judge anybody, just figure where in the story it is. Judgment is judgment. It is a state of deciding whether or not something or someone acted appropriately. And there's lots of times when people don't act appropriately. And we all have those moments ourselves. So cut you off, create a negative impression that you're going to carry with you the entire rest of the day. So bottom line, there are going to be times when people are inconsiderate. There are going to be times when people do not take the time to come from a place of compassion. There are going to be times when people are just going to spout off whatever it is that's irritating them. And unfortunately, each and every one of us are going to be one of those people at some point. Now, I know that I have had my less than noble spiritual moments where, you know, I get irritated. And then I take a look at what was it about that event that triggered me? What was it about that event that created in me an emotion that I did not want to feel? Generally, I like being very happy. Generally, I like enjoying life. And when that is removed, when suddenly I'm not able to enjoy life, then I have to look. It's like, okay, what in this moment is causing me to not enjoy life? And that can be a very simple, straightforward question. Why am I not enjoying life right now? It's like, well, that person cut me off. Okay, are they still cutting me off? Well, no. So what was it that still nags, that still holds, that makes me want to not move over so somebody else can move in? Or that makes me go to, you know, my office and just kind of not be in my happy place? A single event is just that, a single event. Now, if it creates a pattern, then you might want to take a look at, you know, who or what is kind of supporting that pattern. If you have someone in your life who just pretty much consistently irritates you, then you might want to reevaluate the place that that person holds in your life. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to take them out of your life. And you can also choose, how can I change this and change this relationship so that it does not create in me emotions that I don't want to feel? And we all have folks in our life who do that. So it's just about reevaluating. It's just about taking a look at how the situation can work for you so that you can be in your happy place and you can be able to let go of whatever it is that triggers you. See, it's about finding the trigger, finding the hook. And that is very much influenced by what is our perspective. I mean, in most cases, our first perspective in a situation is that we're right. It's like, well, I'm justified. This person did this, and I don't want to play with them anymore. Well, fine. But if you decide that, decide it based on, you know, that place of balance. Decide it based on, you know what, I've looked at this from all angles, and I really don't think that this is productive. You know, you send them off, blessings, wish them well. Or, you know, if you have a job that is, you just feel is sucking the life out of you, that you hate, that is just, you know, your entire perspective regarding it is that it does nothing but take from you and all of this other stuff. And I know that there's a lot of folks out there who aren't able to do the things they want to do. And yet, you know, we live in a reality where you have to have something to be able to support yourself. So the idea is that, okay, why is it that this particular job makes me feel things I don't want to feel? Well, it's, you know, maybe it's a particular person. Maybe it's a particular part of your job. Is there any way that you can change the part of the job? Is there any way that you can work differently with that person? Or is there a way that you can just say, you know what, a job's a job. I'm not going to be doing this forever. And until then, I'm just going to go in, do what I need to do, be civil, be courteous, and then go home and not take it home with me. So creating a situation where you can shift your perspective on something and be able to have it go into a place where you can be compassionate not only with other people, but compassionate with yourself. Because a lot of times, especially with relationships, especially with close relationships, the story that you create in your head has, you know, the other person doesn't even know about it. And yet, anything they do, we look at as validation for our story. And yes, in all fairness, they're doing it to us too. So, you know, it just goes back and forth. So the idea of looking at not deciding what the person is doing, but what about the situation is creating that state of being that you don't want to be in. Why does it persist? Why does it, you know, keep coming back up and back up as that little irritating thing so that anything they do is like, see, I told you, I knew that they would do that. So that is a loop that all it's going to do is spiral right in on it. Being able to actually communicate with somebody and say, you know what? This action created this feeling in me, and you may not realize it because they may not. You know, you may not realize it, but this is what I'm feeling, and I would really like to talk about it. Because often, once everybody kind of gets their truth out and people start being authentic with each other, that cuts out that the story piece. Authenticity removes story, because the person may look at you and say, hey, I had no idea it bothered you. And, you know, it's like, well, I've got all this righteous indignation and outrage, and the person didn't even know that it was bothering me. And then if they add to that, wow, I didn't know it was bothering you, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Or, well, I need to do that, and this is why, but maybe we could do it a little bit differently. So by being authentic first with ourselves and figuring out what it is that we are actually upset about, what is it that is driving us towards a particular perspective? What is it that we're trying to work through without really figuring out why it's upsetting us? You know, often I have people who say, it's like, well, you know, I don't want to ever get angry. It's like, why? Anger is healthy. Anger lets things out. The body cries the tears that the eyes don't. And if you're holding stuff in, it's going to affect you. So why would you want to? Well, it's just, you know, spiritual people aren't supposed to get angry. And it's like, who said? Oh, dear Lord, yes, we are. Because we're human. Because we strive to be authentic. Now, what you do with that is a matter of choice. The emotion is going to happen. The choice comes in, what do you do with it? Do you just blurt out what's bothering you? Or do you go, you know what, I'm not in a good space to talk about this right now, so, you know, let's make a time to talk later. Just never assume that the other person knows exactly what your perspective is. Because honestly, you really don't know all of what their perspective is. It's about learning to be authentic with each other. It's about a willingness to hear what the other person has to say. It's about a willingness to say, you know, without added, the bottom line core of what it is that's bothering you. Now, as a chiropractor, I spend a lot of time talking to people about perspectives. Somebody may feel that from their perspective, walking from the car to the building is sufficient exercise. And I won't say they're wrong. It is exercise. Now, the word sufficient would support, it's like, okay, what is it that is your goal? And therefore, then you can figure out whether or not it's sufficient to achieve it. If somebody says, oh, yeah, I drink a lot of water. Well, from their perspective, one glass of water a day is a lot. Is that completely true regarding, you know, what the body needs? Not necessarily. And in fact, if you're only drinking one glass of water a day, you know, at least up to two glasses, you know, work your way up. But from their perspective, that is what, you know, a glass a day is fine. So part of what I do is to figure out if we're speaking the same language, to figure out if we are communicating basically with the same dictionary. Does the word sufficient water intake mean the same to me as it does to them? Because that's where we can communicate better with each other. That's where we can help each other. In a relationship, when you're, you know, talking with somebody, you're trying to work something out, make sure that you're speaking the same language. Make sure you've got the same dictionary. Make sure that the words that are being used mean the same thing. And really, it's tremendously helpful to use the phrase, okay, what I think that phrase means is this. Is that true? Because when we start getting into separate definitions for things, it makes it very, very hard to be able to communicate in as effective a way as you could. Because when one person has an idea what the other person means, no matter what they say, it's going to support what their perspective is. By sharing what your perspective is, it allows for an opportunity to be able to create definitions for terms that you both understand, that mean the same to both. And yeah, that can be very tricky. It can be difficult to be able to create a dialogue if nobody's being authentic, if everybody's afraid to say what they have to say, if they're denying the fact that they're angry. So when, you know, if somebody is portraying every aspect of anger and then I'm not angry, you know, we all know what that feels like because you just want to say, it's like, yes, you are, so just tell me why you're angry. And, you know, while I haven't heard it used in a long time, there is the phrase, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. It's like, well, then don't be surprised if it happens again. Nobody is going to be able to 100% understand the perspective of another person because they have not lived each moment of that person's life. And we can ballpark it. We can find some common ground. We can find some common language. and be able to create a dialogue, which, you know, maybe it's not so pleasant. Maybe things are said that, you know, are very hurtful. But the question is, are they true? If it is that person's truth, then that has to be acknowledged. And if we don't really want to know someone's truth, we should not ask for it. But don't figure that people don't know how you feel or whether or not you're upset, because they do. We all give those subtle tell signs that everybody, especially people close to us, know that it means that something is not being brought out. So it's a lot easier to just go ahead and let it out, because, you know, you don't know. And you never know what you don't know. So open up your perspective, your dialogue, open up your heart and your spirit to allow yourself to broaden your perspectives. Because once you do, I think you're going to find that communication is a lot easier, that companionship is a lot more gentle, and that you can move forward in this world in a much gentler way, that you don't end up feeling emotions and experiencing emotions that you don't choose to feel, because it helps us get rid of story. So, it's raining, and the truth is, it's raining. And it doesn't have to mean anything more than that. So, thank you for joining me on another Thursday, rainy as it is. And if you want to find out more about me, then you can contact me at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also email me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house. And if you are interested in either arranging one-on-one sessions with me, and yes, I do sessions over Skype, or if you are going to be here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, then you can contact me and I can arrange a private session for you. Or if you would like me to come and speak for a group, you can also contact me through the website and we can arrange that. I do so love to travel. So after the show, I will be logging into the chat room. So if there's anybody in there and you would like to ask a question or you have comments or concerns, then please log in and let me know. So otherwise, I wish you blessings and I wish you balance. I wish you wonderful, gentle, rainy days that allow the flowers to grow and help the drier parts of this country and the areas to fill with water. And that we realize that the rain is going to end, and then something else will happen. And there doesn't have to be a meaning to whatever happens. Maybe it's just happening because you can take it that you call things into your life for a reason. I firmly believe that there are times when lessons come into our lives. And those lessons can be in the forms of events, experiences, or people. Take what it is that you're meant to learn from it. Take the gift that's hidden in there. And then whatever doesn't serve you, let it go. Don't attach a story to it, because it doesn't have to mean anything. Or it could mean everything. But that's for you to decide. So enjoy this upcoming holiday season. Enjoy the rain. And enjoy when it's not raining. If you're someplace where it's cold, enjoy the snow. And accept that it's going to go away and melt and something else will happen. But either way, enjoy being you. This is Dr. Eileen. We'll see you next week.